The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Ksuvis, Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara in Daf Yud Beis and Beis, right after the Mishnah, brings down the famous words, the famous Gemara, Itmar, Monali V'yodcho V'halo Oymer Einu Yodea. If Reuven, the Toivea, the plaintiff comes to Beis Din and claims a mona li biotcha, you Shimon, you the defendant, have a mona of mine in your hands, you owe me money. And he replies, Eini Yodea, could be that you're right, Rabbi Huna Ami Chayev, that since the defendant does not know if he's responsible or not, the halach is Bori Vashemo, Bori Odif, and the Bori would be able to. Since Reuven is claiming a Tainas Bori, that you definitely owe me money, and Shimon is responding with a Shema, we obligate Shimon to pay his Chayv. Rav Nachman of Yoichan Amri Potter, Bori Vashem, Lav Bori Odif, that even though he's a Bori, even though he's claiming a sure claim and the defendant is responding that he doesn't know, still he cannot, that does not obligate Shimon, the defendant, to pay the money. Now this is obviously a very complex sugya, and when it comes to Dayonis, to Dayonim, adjudicating on a case, it's an extremely involved and complex noise, a complex inyan, but what is Nogeya, what we could really speak about today, which could be pertinent on a daily basis, is on a consumer level, this is something that comes up very quite often, and it's through going through the sugi, we'll be able to come to some type of clarity as to how to proceed. Many times, we receive invoices in the mail. We have vendors stores or whatever that we are consumers by, and we have sometimes a running bill, an open cheshbon, and many times we are presented with the shaila, I got an invoice from, let's say, a store, a butcher shop that I go quite often, I pay and I don't pay, and sometimes I put it on the bill, and now they're presenting me with an invoice, I have no idea if I'm chai or a potter, do I have to pay, is there any obligation to pay b'dinei odom or b'dinei shamayim? So this is something that really goes into this gather of Bari Vashem, Bari Odif. The storekeeper is presenting them with a bill, and the customer has no idea if they were obligated to pay this bill or not. And the question is, do we have to just pay any bill that we're presented with if we have no idea if we're chayv? So in order to really get our hands around the shaila and to understand exactly what's involved, let's go through the topic of Bari Vashem and Bari Odif a little bit to explain how Bari Vashem and Bari Odif works, what's the halacha l'maisa of Bari Vashem, and how to apply it to our day-to-day life. So the first thing we have to do is familiarize ourselves with a few halachic terms and concepts that are relevant to Bari Vashem. The first question is, whenever we look at a Bari Vashema question, we want to know, is this Bari Vashema considered an Eini Yodea in this Chayavti, or is it Eini Yodea in Praticha? Which means that we ask ourselves the question, is the question at hand a question of if this obligation was ever originated, or is the question that because we know that the obligation was once originated and we're just not sure if the obligation was satisfied? Do we know that we were once chayiv to pay the money? Or is the question, if we were ever chayiv to pay the money in the first place? Another thing we have to understand is something that we won't get too involved with. We'll just mention the concept. Tosfos speaks about it here on the Daf in Divrei Maskil Rav Huna, Rabbi Yehuda. And he differentiates between different types of Bari. There's something called a bari toiv, a good bari. If a person, a claimant, comes to Bezdin and claims a bari claim, he says, you definitely owe me money. Sometimes that bari is considered a good bari, and sometimes it's a bad bari. And the same is the Shema. Is the Shema a Shema toiv or a Shema gerua? The person answering the claim, is it a Shema gerua? What does it mean, Shema toiv or Shema gerua? Basically, the question is, when I ask you to pay me, am I exposing myself to the possibility of claiming something that you'll know that I'm makir b'shikra, you'll know that I'm lying? If a person claims a claim that the defendant would know if it was a lie, he would know it was a lie. So then, for him to come forth as a bari, that's a good bari, that's a bari toiv. Another thing we look to find out is if it's havalei lameida. This guy is answering, I'm not sure if I owe you money. Did you have a responsibility? Should you have known that you owe or you do not owe money? In other words, just to give an example, let's say a guy steals something from somebody else. So there's no way for me to have known if you stole it or not. Or let's say the defendant is claiming that he paid back in the black of night. I put it back in your home, and there was no way for the person to know about it. So that would be, if he says a bari, and it's something that he would not, that if he was lying, he would not be exposed, because there's no way for the opposing party to have known that it was or was not done. That would be considered a bari gerua. So what we're looking for is, first of all, is the bari, is the fact that he's claiming a tainas bari, is it a bari that the other person, had he been lying, would he be makir b'shikroi? Or is it, and another thing we're looking for is, if the Shema should have known, should he really have known and he forgot? Or there's no way for him to have known? And we'll discuss these concepts as we go along. Now, just to open up and to understand a little bit the parameters and the machloikis that we have in today's Gemara of Bari v'Shem and Bari Odif, we have to start out with the fundamental question of why would we paskin Bari v'Shem and Bari Odif, and why would we hold Bari v'Shem and Bari Lav Odif? And the question here is, how can we possibly entertain the thought that Bari v'Shem should be a Bari Odif? We know there's a concept in Halacha, in any Dine Mamanis, that Hamoitzi Mechaveira Olav Haraya. If I feel that you, if Reuven feels that Shimon owes him money, the only way to extrapolate the Choyv, to claim the money is with a Raya. If you have a document, a Shtar, or you have two Edim, the only way you can take away money from somebody else, Hamoitzi Mechaveira Olav Haraya. So how can we conceive the notion that Bari should be able to be Moitzi Mamoin, that through the person saying that I'm positive that you owe me money, even if the second guy, the Shimon, says I'm not sure, why should there be a halach of Bari Adif? A Bari, even if I'm claiming that you definitely owe me money, that's not a Raya. I don't have witnesses, I don't have a Shtar, I don't have a document stating that there's an obligation here. So how is it possible to think that Bari v'Shema, that a Bari could be Moitzi Mamon through his Tainas Bari, through the fact that he's claiming that you definitely owe, that would be enough of a reason to be Moitzi Mamon? So we find three understandings in the Achronim. The Pnei Yeshua on this daf, the Pnei Yeshua says that the reason why Bari works is because when I claim with a Tainas Bari and you respond with a Tainas Shema, my Bari is so strong that it's as if I have a Raya. We know usually you need Edim, but there are certain cases where the circumstances point so strongly in one direction that it's as if the teveya, it's as if the claimant has an actual raya that he owes the money, he has a proof. What is the proof? Says the Bnei Yeshua, there's a concept of chazoka, ein adam teveya elem ken yeshloi. A person does not go around making claims, a chazoka, like a anan sahadi in umdina, that a person does not go and make claims unless he has some basis for his claim. There's another concept in halacha called echzuki inshi birishi loy machzakinon. We don't assume that somebody's a rasha, and if a person comes and makes a claim, we assume he's a good person, and he's not doing something that's a maisa gzela, and therefore it lends itself to think that most probably his claim is a good claim. But that's not enough. Usually, that's not enough because when the opposing party claims for sure that he's potter, that he doesn't owe, then you have a chazaka against it, a chazaka of ein adam meis panav b'fnei bal chayva. When a person, when Reuven claims that I lent you money, there's a umdina that we all know that somebody who borrowed money from somebody else wouldn't have the chutzpah to tell his lender that I never borrowed money from you. So that really counters the chazaka, and that's why usually we leave it by the muchzik. However, where the person is not claiming he's not countering the claim. So then says the Bnei Yeshua, from the fact that this guy at the Teveya went ahead and made the claim, and we have a chazaka ein adam teveya el kem yeshloi, so that alone will be enough to be mitzi moment, and that's enough of a chazaka to take away money, even though usually you need a raya. That's the first pshat in why Bari Veshema would be Bari Odev. The Beis Yaakov and the Shari Yosher and other achrainim tell us that there's another reason why a Bari could be mitzi moment. How can a Bari, just a sure claim, how can it be mitzi moment if it's unanswered, if the other person is contending that maybe, possibly, I don't owe you the money? Says the Beis Yaakov in the Shari Yosher that part of the halachos of momentous is that a person, you have to counter a taina. If somebody has a taina against you, momentous, you have to come to Bezin and you have to give a counterclaim and refute the taina of the teveya of the plaintiff. And any unanswered taina is enough to take away money. So here we have a taina of a bari, and the other person is saying, I'm not sure if you're right or wrong. So says the Beis Yaakov, says the Achrayim, that's called an unanswered taina. I have a taina's mom, and you owe me money, and you're not giving me an adequate answer. So whenever you have an open taina, and the person doesn't have the ability to give an answer, that would be the concept of bari v'shema, bari yodiv. A third mahalach is brought down in the Igros Moshe in Choshe Mishpach Chelak Aleph Siman Chof Dalet, and he says a very interesting thing that when do we say that you need a raya? There's a hamaitzi mechaveiroi olav a raya. If somebody's a muchzik, somebody's holding on to an asset, and you come and you claim that it's yours, so you cannot take away from the muchzik. As we know, possession is 9/10 of the law. If I'm holding on to the money, if I'm holding on to this asset, the only way you can take it away from me is by bringing a raya. And you're right, technically bari should not be enough. However, says Rav Moshe Feinstein and other achrayim, that's only when a person's holding on to the asset. But there's a taisus which he doesn't bring, but I think this is the makar for Rav Moshe's yisoid, and the taisus daf kuf amud aleph amud metziah. Tosis tells us that when a person is holding on to money and he's tining a taina shema, that he doesn't know if this money really belongs to him or not. So Tosis says, Ein ches kosoi mei elasloi. A person who holds on to an asset with a suffix, with a question, that's not called a muchzik. He's not holding on to the asset with certainty. And therefore, when do we say, Moitzi mechavei rei lov haraya? That's only a raya you need to take away from a muchzik. But if the muchzik, the person holding on to the money, is not sure why he's holding the money. It could be he owes the money still because he hasn't paid yet. So, by the mere fact that I'm claiming you owe me money and you're saying that you don't know, you're not really a muchzik, and therefore that would be the concept of bari v'shem bari odif. Now it's interesting to note al pi halacha, and then we'll get back to our shaila mitzvah Hashem. Very important yisoy that we have to know, and that is that we paskin the halacha is bari v'shem bari lav odif, and it could very well be because it's based on the logic that the kasha that we just asked. Because hamaytzi mechaveir olav araya, and if we look in today's Gemara, we'll see that that is really the fundamental yisoid of the why bari v'shem bari odif. Because the Gemara says that bari v'shem bari lav odif, if one's a bari and the other person's a shema, the bari cannot take away from the shema. Why is that? Says Rabbi Yochanan, ukim emayne mecheskas morei. We have a chazok over here. You cannot take away. From a muchzik with a tainas bari, even if I'm not sure, if I'm not certain what if it's mine or not, we paskin bari v'shema bari lav adif. And yet, the explanations that we gave are very important, even though we paskin not like any of these explanations. We paskin the halach is bari v'shema bari is not adif, and a person cannot be mitzi mamoin from his friend if even with a tainas bari. And even if the other person is a Shema, he cannot be Maitzi Mamain, because we say, HaMaitzi Mechaveri Elav Araya. If you say, I owe you money, I have my money in my bank account, I'm a Muchzik, and you say, I owe you money, I'm not sure if I owe you money. If you have a Shtar, you have Edim, I'll pay you. But if you're just coming with a Tainas Bari, I have no idea if I owe you any money, so we pass in Bari V'Shem Bari V'Lav Odif. And yet, it's very important to understand why Bari V'Shem is Bari Odif, and the reason for that is, based on the halacha, it's brought down in Siman Ayin Hey, Sif Tes, in Choshen Mishpat. And that is, that there's a fundamental difference between a Bari V'Shema of Eina Yodea Mizchayafti, or a Bari V'Shema of Eina Yodea Mperaticha. The whole sugya of today's Gemara, that there's a question, a machloigis, if Bari V'Shema Bari Odif, or Bari Lav Odif, is only in a suffix which is rendered of Eina Yodea Mizchayafti. Only if there's a question, did I ever owe you money? Reuven's coming to Shimon and says, you borrowed money from me. And Shimon answers, I don't ever remember borrowing money. It's possible I did. Or I remember I borrowed, but that I paid back. And maybe I borrowed again, but I don't remember. So if the obligation is not established, we have a machlekes in today's Gemara, bari v'shem bari adif, bari v'shem bari lav adif, and we paskin, as we mentioned earlier, that you cannot be mitzi mamon with a tainas bari, bari v'shem bari lav adif. However, the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly that if I admit to you, if the defendant admits to the claimant that yes, I do remember borrowing the money from you, I just can't remember if I paid back. It's possible that I paid back already. There, the halacha is, we paskin bari v'shema bari adif, and according to everybody, a person could take money, can be mitzi mamon with his tainas bari alone. It means if Reuven comes to Shimon and says, Shimon, remember you borrowed money from me? I don't have any shtar, I don't have any edim, I don't have any raya, but don't you remember you borrowing money? And Shimon says, yes, I remember clearly I borrowed from you, I just can't remember if I ever paid you back. There, the halacha according to everybody is bari v'shema bari adif, and Reuven would be, and Shimon would be obligated in Bezdin to pay Reuven even though he can't remember. He seems to think that he paid back, and Reuven does not have any proof that he didn't pay back. Still, he can be mitzi mamon even without a raya, even without one aid, without a shtar, anything. He just tells, he claims from Shimon, "You owe me money." Shimon's not sure. There we paskin bari v'shema bari adif. And there are two reasons why, in this concept of eini yodea impraiticho, where I don't remember if I paid you back, where there's what's called in halacha a chezkas chiyuv. There's a chazoka that there once was a chiyuv, and we're not sure if that chiyuv was ever satisfied. There we say, according to everybody, that you could be moitzi mamain, and you could obligate you can obligate the debtor to pay, even if he thinks that maybe he paid back. The Rif tells us that the reason why that's true is because ein sofek mitzi midei vaday. Since we have an established chayiv, an established chiyuv, so you can't, from a sofek, you can't say, maybe I paid you back. That's considered as if you for sure didn't pay back, because there's an established chayiv, there's a chayiv that's oimid ligvois. And you're saying that maybe the chayiv undid itself. Says the Rif, ein sofek mitzi midei vaday, that doesn't work. The Rambam, in Tilchas Tayim V'Nitin, is mashma that it's a din in Bari V'Shan Bari Odif, like we just discussed. That the only time we say Bari Lav Odif is only because of the reasons we discussed. But if there's a Cheskas Chiyuv together with the Bari, then we do say Bari Odif, and the Bari can work to be Moitzi Mom and a second logic. The Rif's logic is because of Ein Sofek Moitzi Nevadai. The Rambam says it's learned, it's derived from the din of Bari Odif, that even though there's a machloikis, if Bari Odif, Bari Lav Odif, by Eini Yedea Imniz Chayavti, but if it's rendered as Eini Yedea in Praiticha, there everybody holds, it's Bari Odif, and you would be able to Moitzi Moman based on one of the svaris that we mentioned earlier. The Taz and the Shoshmaitza say a third reasoning why Eini Yedea in Praiticha would be Chayav, and that's because of the Cheskas Chiyuv that we mentioned. Why is there the halacha of a Moitzi Mechaveh over all of a Raya that's based on the concept of Muchzik? I'm holding on to the money. I'm a Muchzik in the money. You can't take it away from me without a Raya. But if I have a Cheskas Chiyuv, so that negates the Koyach of the Muchzik. Because on the one hand, you're holding it. But on the other hand, it's established in the world that there's a Chazoka that I owe you money. So that challenges the Muchzik Kois, and there the Bari could be Machriya and can take away from the person who owes the money, and it could be obligated to pay. Now let's analyze our case. You receive a bill in the mail from a butcher shop. You owe $400 from an order some way back. You have no recollection of it. You patronize the shop quite often, but you're not sure if you owe the money, if you ever owe the money, you have no idea. So let's analyze what we've discussed. So we have to really focus on three things. First of all, is there a Tainus Bari here? Does the butcher shop remember clearly? Who in the entire store can remember me walking in on that Friday and placing an order of $451? They may have a recollection of it or not. Is there any Tainus Bari? Next question is, Is this considered an Eini Yedea Im Nischayavti or Eini Yedea Im Praiticha? And then we have to focus on the last question, which is, assuming that this would be considered an Eini Yedea Im Nischayavti or Praiticha, and we know, let's say, there, we paskin Hamaitza Mechaveirai Olav Arai and Bari B'Shem Bari Lav Adif, but what's the halacha? Is there any obligation for me to pay to be lotes yidei shamayim? So let's go ala rishon. Is there a tainus bari? So you go into the butcher shop and you ask around. Chances are no one will remember that on this day, I came in to make a purchase. L'chaira, no one would be considered a bari to be able to make such a claim. However, there is a concept in halacha called chenvani al pinkosoi. And the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadik Aleph Sif Hey brings down Yesh Lodun Al Pi Pinkasoi Shel Odom. A person has a right to be Lodun, to adjudicate and to rely on the validity and on the clear record keeping, the clear books of a business. Sharogo Lichtoy Boy in Yonov. If a person keeps clear books and writes down every single thing right away, the place can say, and he the books are always impeccable and everything is written down very, very clearly, a person that's considered a bari. That means that even though I don't remember at all whatever happened, But since my books tell me that you owe money, so that's considered a bari. Now, it's considered a bari with regard to bari v'shema, and it's considered a bari with regard to a shvua as well. I can be mechayev somebody a shvua if I have my books claiming that you owe me money. That would be a tainus bari to be mechayev a shvua's heses. Now, the Nesivos tells us that it's just very, very important to remember that it has to be very clear books. Now, the Poskim say that even if a person realizes that a couple of times, pam oy pamayim, his books were not 100% accurate, that would take away the sharfkeit, the charifus of a tainus bari by the fact that once or twice the books were not in order and there was a mistake. So you cannot say I'm since you're relying on your record keeping, you cannot say I'm certain that you owe me money. So depending on the person's books, it could either be considered a bari or a shema. Now, is this considered a cheskas chiyuv? Now, in order for it to be a cheskas chiyuv, we need that the customer, not only that the teveya, the storekeeper, should be considered a bari, but we need to have that the storekeeper also remembers initiating this chayiv. Now, if the customer remembers coming into the store a couple times, but he has no idea if he's obligated, he never knew that there was a, he doesn't remember that there was this obligation, so likely, even though, if in your mind, if in the customer's mind, all of his obligations in this store have been paid, so that would be more like an eini yideya mischayavti, because in my mind I paid everything. I don't remember which transaction this was, and I can't tell you for sure that this specific transaction was paid, but I don't remember, I'm not admitting to this transaction. I have no idea if this transaction is valid or not. I don't remember it. It's not any, it's, so if you're assuming that the Chenvani is right and he's not challenging the fact, so, you know, it is a very gray area exactly what do I remember, what don't I remember? In other words, let's say a person went into the store once, and he remembers coming in, he remembers paying. So then, if the guy comes and claims that you owe money, that would be any day mischayavti. I don't remember if I had a second bill that was open. But if I have a lot of bills and I have shopped and I have put on credit and I can't say for sure that this specific bill was paid, that might be an any day in praiticho. So, just to clarify, if the person's not sure if there was ever a choiv, then that would be an eini yedeim schayavti, and there we say bari v'shema bari lav odif, and he would not have to pay. But if he's not sure that certain times when he came into the store, those accounts were settled, that could be an eini yedeim praiticho, and if the storekeeper has a clear cheshbon that is never off, and he has a pinkas meduyik, he would be able to obligate him to pay, possibly even in bezdin. However, if the storekeeper does not have a pinkas meduyik, so then it's as if they both don't know. And what's the halacha if they both don't know? Let's say I say, don't you remember I lent you money, and I seem to remember maybe you lent me money, and the defendant responds, I also seem to remember that possibly I borrowed money. I can't remember. I remember we were talking about borrowing money, but I don't remember if you actually lent me the money or not. So that would be a case where we both are not sure of the chiyuv. So the halacha in that case is as follows. When a person is a bari v'shema, there would be, even if it's a, if there's an established bari, and against the shema, So we just said over the halacha that when the Reuven is a bari and Shimon is a shema, bari v'shema, bari lav adiv, where it's any day in this chayavti. So there the Paiskim tell us that even though if you don't know clearly there was ever a chiyuv, but the Reuven's tining a tainas bari, bari v'shema, bari adiv, bari lav adiv, but there would be a chiyuv on Shimon to be lotzis yidei shemayim. He would have to pay since Reuven knows that you're obligated, even though you yourself don't remember. But if you'd like, but there is a concept that even though in Bezdin you wouldn't be able to, we wouldn't be able to ask you to pay, but b'dei shemayim you would be chayiv to pay. But if we're both not sure, there would not be a chiyuv even lotzei zidei shemayim. There wouldn't be even a halacha to pay lufnim yishur sadin of lotzei zidei shemayim. But when it's any day in praiticha, so there, if the question here is if the chayv was satisfied, there we said that if it's a bari v'shema, we paskin bari adif, and if we're sure there was a chayv and we're not sure if it was satisfied, you would have to pay. But what happens if both parties are not sure, like in this case, where let's say the store does not have 100% clear record keeping, and they're sending you an invoice, maybe you paid. So if the question is if this chiv ever happened, so there you would be putter. But if there's a question, it's clear that the chiv happened, and there's just a question if it was paid, so there, if we both don't know, which is the case of a classic butcher shop where they're not 100% sure, they just know that there was an invoice and they're not clear, so then it would depend on if the customer should have known or not. If it's a circumstance where it's expected of the customer to keep records and he has a way to check and he's not able to check, so then there might be a chilav sdei shemayim according to some paiskim. So machloek is between the Mishnah Melech and the Rajba. The Mishnah Melech says that even in a case that the Mishnah Melech says that in a case where they both, where the person who has the money is not expected to remember such a thing, so then it would be potter. And the Rajba tells us that even if you're not expected to remember, if there is a possibility that you owe the money, and we're talking about a case where there is a chezkas chiyuv, then you would have to pay lotzei zidei shemayim as well. So just to go over clearly, to summarize what we've discussed, in a case where there's a suffix, the question here is a question of eini yedea im nischayavti. If there's a question on the actual obligation, so there we paskin that you do not have to pay if you're not sure, but there is a halacha that midei shemayim, if somebody has a clear claim against you and you don't remember if the claim is true or not, there would be a inyan to pay lotzei zidei shemayim. If both parties don't know, then there will be no inyan to pay lotzei zidei shemayim. If you're mesupik and the claimant is also not sure, then you wouldn't even have to pay lotzei zidei shemayim. However, if you definitely did borrow money and you're not sure if it was paid back, so then if the person claiming it is sure, then there would be a chiyuv bidei adam, and if the person claiming the money also is not sure, then there would be a question in a case where you should have known if you're obligated potter, if you borrow the money and really it's incumbent upon you to know if you paid back or not. So then, according to some paiskim, you would have to pay lotzei zidei shemayim, even if both parties don't remember. But since you as a debtor should have taken a chrayis responsibility to mark down if you still owe the money, there would be a chiyuv lotzei shemayim according to some paiskim. And therefore, depending on what the situation is in the store, that would be the halacha if you have to pay bidei adam or bidei shemayim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.